Turkey's government says as many as 18,000 police officers, members of the military, judges, and others have been fired or arrested since a failed coup. It's alleged they are followers of an elderly Muslim cleric named Fethullah Gulen. He now lives in exile in the mountains of Pennsylvania. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says Gulen inspired the coup and wants him back in the country. For more, we reached via Skype reporter Tulin Dolulu in the Turkish capital, Ankara.
Erdogan has declared the Gulen movement a terrorist organization and announced an outright war against the group. So Erdogan is now turning this failed military coup into an action of cleansing all state institutions from the Gulenists. But just as you mentioned in your introduction, these mass arrests may shatter the bureaucracy here.
Are, in fact, many of these people in this Gulen movement, or is this just the idea of the president and the people around him?
Well, there is no evidence, but, you know, Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu has strongly rejected the claims that they had prepared the arrest list before the Friday's failed coup attempt.
Yes, so, just quickly, there were so many names on this list, thousands and thousands, that the suggestion has been that the president had this list all prepared long before this coup attempt.
True, but let's take, you know, what the foreign minister says with his own words, and let's really assume that these lists were not prepared in advance. Then what we see is that, you know, since Friday onwards, they have, you know, cut 18,000 state employees' work all at once. So that's just, you know, really unthinkable. How do you do that? And if they're not on duty, if they're not doing their job, who is doing it? Who replaces it? And don't forget, Turkey has been attacked by IS and the PKK in the last 6-7 months. And, you know, capital Ankara has been struck 3 times by the Islamic State. And that's really kind of nerve-wracking for any citizen here.
In the light of this, the president, Erdogan, he is now saying that people are calling and demanding the death penalty for those participating in the coup. That's a pretty big thing. Is it likely?
If the president is bringing this to discussion in public, I would take it seriously. So the risks are out there. And so that's why I keep saying, yes, this military coup failed, but maybe we are going through a civilian coup that's followed after a failed coup.
That's reporter Tulin Dolulu speaking with us from the capital of Turkey, Ankara. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for the invite.